Okay, the next case is number 22-806, New Britain. And this should wrap it up for the day.
No, we have no show.
Oh, we have no show that we have to come in.
No show, we'll wrap it up at the end.
Good afternoon.
They're not answering.
Do you want to get rid of the no-show first, since it's the same agency?
It's the same agency.
Do you want me to just?
No, no, you're good, you're good.
For the record, Mary Persky, Assistant Corporation Counsel for the City of New Britain Police Department, and with me is Detective Lisa Steeves, S-T-E-E-V-E-S.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
You may proceed.
Are we going with the last one, or are we going with?
No.
No, first.
Oh, okay, all right, I'm sorry.
Number 806.
Okay, thank you. The appellant was denied on the basis of suitability due to her association with a known felon who is the father of her child. The investigation revealed that the appellant was fully aware that the father of her child was arrested for selling narcotics out of a vehicle that was registered to her, as well as her home, and that he went to prison on those charges. The appellant allowed him to return to her home in 2020 after he was released from prison. The appellant was also aware that the father of her child was arrested by ATF and sent to federal prison in connection with stolen firearms as a result of a 2020 burglary in Portland, where 14 firearms were stolen. In addition, in 2021, the appellant's daughter revealed that she had been sexually assaulted by the appellant's, the father of her other child, when she was 9 years old, when he resided in the appellant's home for a period of time prior to him going to prison, despite all of this, the appellant admitted to Detective Steeves on April 13th, 2022, that she's still in contact with this individual. And the fact that she has allowed him to return to her home raised a significant concern about her judgment and decision-making, which undermined the confidence in her suitability to hold a firearm permit.
Thank you. Okay, this is where you can make a brief opening statement about what you're going to be telling us.
Sorry. Pretty much is, I do understand my wrong decision making in choosing to have my daughter's father involved in her life. Because I regret it. But I will always do what's best for my kids, and I will always choose my kids. So that's pretty much. Sorry.
Okay, yeah, you'll get to go in more detail.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Okay, thank you.
I call Detective Steeves.
Okay.
What is your current position with the New Britain Police Department?
Detective in the Youth Bureau.
And were you assigned to investigate the appellant's application for a pistol permit?
Yes.
And when was that application filed?
October 27th, 2021.
And can you explain why you denied the appellant's pistol permit application?
It was strictly based on her close association with a known felon, who's the father of the child, which I believe she, at the time, was still close with.
Oh, sorry.
You'll get your chance.
What information did the investigation reveal about the father of the appellant's child?
At the time of the background investigation, the appellant was still in contact with Matos, the father of the child, who was incarcerated at that time. I did call the appellant to, you know, just check on an update of her application and ask her questions about it. She was honest with me and said she just had contact with him 3 days prior. He was still incarcerated at that time and is still to this day. I'm not aware of his status as to when and if he'll be released anytime soon, but at that time, given the close association, like I said, and contact, and the fact that she had previously allowed him back in the home, I decided to give it to her based on that association.
And do you know what the father of the appellant's child was in prison for?
He was in federal prison. ATF had an investigation in October, I'm sorry, December of 2020, there was a burglary at Portland Firearms, and there were 14 firearms stolen. DNA was collected at the scene, which later revealed his identity, and he was subsequently arrested.
And was he, to your knowledge, residing with the appellant at that time?
At that time, I can't say for sure if he was in her home, because I never went out to his home. I never actually saw him residing there, but based on the previous arrest, he was residing at that home.
Did you have any other information concerning the father of the appellant's child?
Yes. In 2018, Britton detectives coordinated a controlled purchase of narcotics using a confidential informant. This happened on two separate occasions, and it was at the appellant's home in Britton. Detectives observed the first controlled purchase occur from the appellant's vehicle. They did identify the appellant's husband as that person who sold the narcotics. The detectives later tested the controlled purchase substance, and it was fentanyl. That was from inside the vehicle registered to the appellant. On the second occasion, the CI also purchased cocaine from the appellant's husband, also at the home. The vehicle was in the driveway as well. Subsequently, New Britton PD, our detectives had executed a search and seizure warrant at the appellant's home a week after that last controlled purchase. And the appellant was just arriving home in her vehicle, which is registered to her. And she was told that they had a warrant for narcotics, for illicit drugs. And she claimed she had not seen her husband in a month, even though he was at her home just a week.
Now, you said husband, but do you know?
Yeah,
no,
no, absolutely not.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
That's okay. That's
no, okay.
Father.
It's okay.
Okay.
Okay. It's okay.
Did you have any other information, or did the investigation reveal any other information relative to the father of the appellant's child?
Just that the appellant's child, who's not the biological daughter of her first child's father, she had disclosed when he initially was getting released from prison the first time, I guess she was nervous about him coming home, and because of the sexual assault that occurred, which she disclosed, one of our youth bureau detectives was the investigating detective. Unfortunately, and I'm sure as you guys know, sometimes with the sexual assault disclosures with children, it's hard sometimes to develop probable cause. So he was not arrested in connection to that.
Is there anything else you want the board to consider?
I mean, the main consideration is the fact that he was selling narcotics, fentanyl, especially when there are children in the home, from her vehicle, from the home. He was subsequently arrested, and then in 2020, when he got out, she still allowed him back in the home. I recognize that, you know, time has passed, and, you know, while I don't know the appellant's current association with him and how close or her regrets on that, that was at the time, you know, my decision based on the current status then. And that's really the main concern, is just allowing him back into the home, knowing his criminal behavior, which involves extreme misconduct involving firearms related to why he came to bed.
Thank you. I have no further questions.
If you have any questions of what she just said, you can ask her questions now.
My only thing, I think it was more of allowing, when it was spoken and said that I allowed him after my daughter had disclosed that, but that was completely not
okay.
True.
You can get into that when
yeah,
it's
but
your
other
turn.
Than that, no, I don't have.
No questions for her?
No.
She's okay. Right, I apologize if that came off as confusing. When he returned to the home, her daughter had not yet disclosed
yeah.
Okay.
Any right. Thank
other
you
than
for
that,
putting
no,
that out.
I don't have any questions. She's.
Board.
Detective, when did she apply for her permit? We don't have a copy of the application, so I just couldn't, I'm just trying to figure out. She has on her, to us, it looks like October 2021, is that correct?
I have, yep, October 27th,
2020. Okay. Thank you, that was the only question I had.
Ms. Johns.
What is your suitability concern with her? Just her? Not anybody around her? Her?
None. Personally, no. There was nothing involving her that, you know, her actual direct conduct no, you know, criminal history, nothing for being uncooperative, police, nothing like that. It was strictly just on who was close to her and had access to her.
Thank you.
Just a quick follow-up then. There was at least once there's a search and seizure warrant executed at her residence. And was she present at when the search warrant was executed?
Yes, sir.
And she was cooperative?
Yes, sir.
Were any charges levied against her based on those search warrants?
No, sir.
Chief?
I know the issue of is association with someone, is a bad guy like this enough? On its face, no, probably, but in my opinion, when you start getting to the point of using the appellant's car, using the appellant's home, where she lives with the kids, now you're bringing in suitability for the appellants. To me, it's more, and I don't know if you can prove any of that, but it's more than just I know this person or this person lives with me. There's an active crime going on at the home with the appellant's car. So I think that's what you're trying to say.
Yes, sir.
You may remember, I guess it was about a year ago, we had a similar case where there was a house that was known to be a drug dealer's house, and there was all sorts of guns being stored there, lots of things. The fellow who was a brother of one of the conspirators, so to speak, he had nothing to do with any of that. He had a completely clean record. But we just thought that introducing a gun into that environment, which it was involving firearms abuse and drug abuse, was something that we had trouble with.
Yeah, I know we're probably getting ahead a little bit, but those are the thoughts. I mean, it's not just a matter of knowing someone hanging around with a group of felons. It's, in this case, as that one, it's so close in proximity, how could you not know?
But he's currently incarcerated, you know?
Oh, for a very long time, and I have no contact with him whatsoever.
But we're talking about suitability at the time.
No, at the time, of course, I understand.
Yeah. So it's hard. Anyway, those are just my thoughts, and I really don't have a question.
Any other questions for the issuing authority? Okay, now you can tell us everything you want us to know.
So, yes, a lot of the stuff being said, yes. I would say, to my extent, a lot of it, not that I didn't know of, because yes, that was his vehicle, but yes, it was registered under my name. So under the law, yes, again, it was considered my vehicle. With the home, he was never, ever alone with my kids when I would go to work, because I did work a lot. And at the time of the first arrest situation with him, he was never any arrest. He was never arrested in the home. With those, with the drugs and all that, I was never physically at the home with my kids. The majority of the time I was at work and my kids were being, you know, cared for by my, you know, family member, either my aunt or my mother at the time. Never in close proximity with him or any, because from my knowledge and still to my knowledge, he was just using. That was something I was trying to get away from because he was constantly like abusing on me. This straw with him being arrested this time was like my escape from him, you know, like it was, sorry.
It's okay.
I almost lost my child because of him. So it's like, I'm free now from him and all his stuff. And it seems like it's still, I'm sorry.
No, that's difficult.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
If I could help you out a little bit, now that he's in prison, what's your understanding? Is he going to be in prison for a long time?
He was sentenced, if it's okay to say, 8 years, 4 months, 3 years special parole. He has to pay restitution. But besides that, I have no more, like he doesn't even contact his daughter, which is good because I have no contact with him. His daughter's 5. He doesn't.
Do you have any plans to have
No, absolutely not. That is completely, I plan to even try to even move anywhere when they do to even try to release him or when he's, I want to be gone. Like, I don't even want to be anywhere around him. If it comes to the point where, like, custody with my child, I know he's not going to even try it. He's not even suitable to even be in her life. she gets older and wants to have him in her life, that's completely up to her. But other than that, no, I have no intentions, and I don't even plan on going anywhere near this man at all. Like, I'm completely done with that. That was too much abuse. It was too much everything.
And I saw in the statement that we've got that you want the permit to protect your child.
Correct. More like it's more like the home. You know what I mean? He will no longer be allowed in my home at all whatsoever. It's more like yeah, protecting of my family. You know, my kids. They are my only family to me. You know, besides you know my mom and stuff like that. But my kids are my main priority. They're who I have to, you know, be here for.
You're allowed to cross.
Sorry.
Thank you. Detective Steve spoke with you in April of 2022. Do you recall that?
Correct.
And at that time...
I think I had called her.
Okay. At that time, she had asked you if you were still in contact
Correct.
With...
Correct. And I had told her I was because he was still calling. He wasn't completely sentenced yet. I wasn't with him in a relationship. He was still... calling to more like check up on his daughter, but it always turned into like an argument. It would always just me hanging up on him, like because it's like you can't hurt me now, like you're gone, you know.
And at that time, you were aware that your other daughter had made allegations of the sexual assault by him.
At that time, it was still in a yes, I was aware of it. But they had pretty much told me that there was no way of like proving it, but it was more like it wasn't really. Yes, it was contact, but it was more like him speaking, starting an argument, and me just completely hanging up and not dealing with it no more. Like, and that's when I was like, all right, enough is enough. Like, you're not controlling me anymore. Like, you're not.
Do you recall when the allegations of the sexual assault
came
up?
I do, because I'm the one that called the police. I'm the one that made the statements. I'm the, you know, even with when both arrest warrants came out, I allowed them to come in. You know, I agreed to everything, like, because I had a lot of the things he did, I had no knowledge of. Because, like, the majority of the time, like I said, when I was in the home, he was barely ever in the home. It was more like, he was always out in the streets, and I'm just like, as long as he was away, I really didn't, like, it sounds, not that it really sounds crazy, but I just didn't care what he was doing or what he was, as long as he was at home, I was fine.
Do you recall when the police department served a search and seizure warrant on the home?
Which?
In 2018?
Yes.
For the narcotics?
I was aware when they did come, yes. I was just literally pulling up into the house, and I noticed at the time it wasn't like regular police officers, but they were officers, and they did come in. Yes, I did allow them in the home. Okay. They showed me the warrant, and I did allow them in the home.
Sorry for interrupting you.
No,
do you recall them asking you if you knew where he was at that time?
At that time, I do recall because me and him, it was more the times like I did say I didn't see him a lot because I really didn't see him a lot. It was more like I got up, I got my kids ready, I got to work. The kids had school, they were in school, I was at work. That was it.
But he was residing in your home at that time?
I want to say yes, but it's at the same time no, because it's like there was weeks where he wasn't even there. And that was like my little comfort zone, you know, when he wasn't at the home.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have no further questions.
Okay. What do you think he was doing when? When he wasn't home.
A lot of the times he was getting high, or probably doing other stuff that I really don't bring. But the majority of the time, I believe, trying to find his way to.
Were you aware that he was selling drugs?
No. I thought he was just doing them. And I was, like, so scared to even leave because at the same time, like, that was my home. Nothing there was even, like, wasn't even, like I said, nothing was his. When I first got that home, it was just me and my kids. My mistake was even still trying to fix somebody that, when I did find out, it was already, like, I was already like 5 months pregnant, I want to say, and it was just like, oh, maybe I should just try to get him some help, you know? But I was just trying to fix him, but at the same time, he was just beating on me.
Yeah, I think someone referred to it earlier today, but knowing it was the cars registered in your name and the home under your name, what that means for an investigation. Like,
what was that?
What do you think do you understand, like, having those things, assets in your name?
Yeah, no, I completely understand. That's why I was like, that was my mistake was actually, like, allowing, like, registering the vehicle under my name. Because I understand, like, at the end, that is considered, by law, my, like, mine, but it really, in reality, it wasn't. But I do understand, yes.
Has he threatened you?
When? Since?
Yeah.
No. Like, I have no... When he was first incarcerated, there was times that he did. He said, like, he would, like, have his friends, around, like, you know, keep an eye on me or whatever, but never, like, actually followed through. Like, it was ever since he's got arrested, I've been so much at peace. And it's been good for the 5 years. Pretty much, it's... My daughter's 5 now. She went in when she was... 3 months, and then was out, and then he was only out for 6 months, and he went right back in.
Good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions from the board? Chief.
When he was living with you, was he employed?
A couple times.
What did he do?
When he applied, I mean, he worked at Chuck and Eddie's. It's like it's a used auto parts, mm-hmm. And then at Popeye's.
Did he contribute to the household finances?
Absolutely not.
Never?
Absolutely not. That was always me. I had a assistant manager position at a gas station, and I worked throughout my whole entire pregnancy. I was the sole provider. I was everything.
The reason I ask is if you weren't doing all that, and he was a drug dealer supplying money to the house, you would know.
Yeah, no, of that, I would definitely know, but no, he'd never contribute to anything. I was always stuck with all the bills, with all, like, providing for the kids, the house, it was all me. I worked a lot. Like, at the position I was in for assistant manager, we had just had gotten, how do I say, like, the owners knew everything. Mm-hmm. So my employees at the time weren't allowed to have, like, that overtime. They weren't ever proving it. So, like, if anybody was to call out, I had to go in because I was the assistant manager.
Where do you work?
Right now?
Mm-hmm.
I do Amazon. I work for Amazon right now. At the time, it was Sickle. It was a gas station at the Turnpike. It's called now Atlantis. Back then, it was Food Bag.
Okay.
So I worked through, like, the whole construction through from transforming from Food Bag to Atlantis. I was there.
Any other comments by the board? Okay, well, I think we've heard a pretty full story.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. We want to know everything about this. So is there anything else you want to add? Now is the time you're closing.
No, my thing now is more like pursuing, like, my next thing I wanted to do was, like, go get, like, now that I can, my license for security. I want to be able to do, like, armed security. Or anything in that field, you know?
Thank you. We appreciate the fact that things have changed, but at the time that the decision was made by the issuing authority, there were concerns because there was a pattern of allowing the individual back into the home. And at the time that Detective Steve spoke with the appellant, she was still in contact with the individual. So obviously the issues of suitability raised concern for Detective Steve's.
Well, how do you think now? What do you think now?
I respect it. I don't.
Asking me?
I'm asking you guys because you're saying something.
You know, we would have. She's saying she's not in contact with him. I don't have any proof of that, obviously. But if she isn't in contact with him, I would think that changes things for me. But again, we're not able to investigate that because that was not the information that we had at the time. But I appreciate everything that she said. I understand she's trying to do better, and believe me, we appreciate that.
I was probably out of turn there, sorry.
Comments by the boards. I think, yeah, all right, well, I guess. Secretary's report.
Sure. There's a denial by New Britain Police Department, the denials for suitability. The basis of the denial is the appellant's association with convicted felon. The convicted felon, who is currently incarcerated in federal prison for a stolen firearms charge, and seems to have an 8-year prison sentence, probably about 3 or 4 years left.
I I'm not even keeping track, to be honest.
The appellant applied in 2021, and at that time, during the investigation, the appellant had had contact with the appellant, seemed when he was in prison. The appellant has not had any contact with him since. One concern that the police department raised was in 2018, the New Britain Police Department, during an investigation, made, I believe, at least two controlled purchases of narcotics from the same convicted felon at the appellant's residence where the convicted felon was living. Those controlled purchases resulted in a search warrant. The search warrant resulted in there was no narcotics found at the residence. The appellant was never charged or implicated in those charges or in that case at all. Both of the controlled purchases, it seemed, was by the, which I keep referring to him as the convicted felon, I guess. It's hard. These are hard cases, I think. Weighing heavily on the fact that the appellant's in jail. I mean, not the appellant, I apologize. The appellant's associate seems to be locked up. The appellant has no criminal history, criminal record. She seems to have been very cooperative, even during the search warrant and things like that. I'd be interested to see what anybody else has to say.
Any other comments? Okay, going to a vote. Chief Rosenzweig.
Appellant.
Ms. Johnson.
Appellant.
Colonel Lewis.
Appellant.
Colonel Overturn.
Appellant.
Mr. Gray.
Appellant. I vote as appellant.
Dr. Conrad.
I appreciate all the efforts that the appellant has made in terms of caring for her family, working hard, trying to increase her quality of life of her family. So for the appellant, given the chance circumstances.
The chair believes you are a very strong woman under very difficult circumstances. I commend you for your desire and your hard work in trying to change your life and better your family. So I'll definitely vote for you. So you're not in a suit for the appellant. Thank you.
Don't go anywhere.
Yes.